Well, first of all, let me say good afternoon to members of the media. Those of you who have followed us on the march that we just had a few moments ago. It was a result as of a meeting that we had this morning at 9 o'clock, 9:15, where members from both hotel properties, Fairmont Hamilton and Fairmont Southampton, as well as all our general council members met this morning. And after that, they decided enough was enough, and they've asked me to put a call up for the entire BLU membership to come to Union Square as soon as they can make it. So we are anticipate between the next hour or two that we should get many more members here from the BLU to come here and rally behind the members, our brothers and our sisters at Fairmont, Southampton, and Hamilton Princess.
What was the significance of stopping in front of this building?
Well, the significance behind us stopping on First Street was at the cabinet office. We wanted to send a clear message to the government. When we stopped at the second building, we weren't sure if the hearing was being held this morning, because there was a preliminary hearing being held this morning in our absence. And I advised the chairman that I don't think that he should go ahead with the hearing in light of the BLU having the issues right now, that everything not be returning back to normal. And he told me on the no uncertain terms he's going to have his hearing at 9:30. He was appointed by the minister, and they're going to go ahead and make some decisions in our absence. And I advise him, I respectfully advise him that I don't think he should do that.
So that's the arbitration that's going on?
That's the arbitration process. That's what I was speaking about.
And we all determined still to not be involved with that?
We've determined that we're not going to be involved in the arbitration process until things are returned back to normal, which means you put the bar porters back to work. Our members start cease and desist from what they're doing, any industrial action, and then the parties can go ahead and be involved in the arbitration process.
Mr. Farby, so if you're calling for all of your members to come out, what's going to happen if these school children and people who may be stranded by lack of funds?
Well, let me just say this to you. We will do what we can. I'm going downstairs to have a conversation with the membership now about what service we're going to provide this afternoon, and hoping that I can encourage them to at least take the school children in this afternoon, as well as make sure we take care of the 5 o'clock commuters. I'm not guaranteeing the 5 o'clock commuter side. I can't guarantee that. I think I convinced them to take the school kids back in this afternoon. I think they'll do that in good faith. I honestly do.
But can you clarify, it's not all of your members are out on the job at the moment.
Well, remember now, this morning's meeting was only called for our members of our general council, the hotel division meaning the two Princess properties. So the rest of the hotels that we have organized was not asked to be here this morning for the 9:30 meeting. They are suddenly asked to be here now, since the call has been made by the membership. Every hotel member that works at all the hotel properties throughout the island that's unionized will ask them to come to Union Square this afternoon as soon as they can get here. Well, I understand that I have to go upstairs with an email that's been sent to me by the Director of Workforce Development, Mr. Utterbridge. I haven't seen the email yet. I was on the march. I have been informed by my secretary that he has sent the email, and they want to answer by, I think it's 2:30, I believe it is, so I'm going to go up to read the emails because I don't know what it says right now. I didn't have my glasses on when it was on the march. I could have probably read the email then, but I said I'll wait till I get back to the office and read it and see what it's saying.
Okay. Farewell.